All members voted. Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 18 senators present this morning. Senators Kelly, Fisher, and Strzelecki are excused from the call of the Senate today. Senator Strzelecki is excused.
We stand for the invocation.
Dear Father, this is a marvelous world. We thank you for it. We ask to be good stewards of the wealth of resources in our state, the minerals, the wildlife, the seas, the wilderness, the trees. We thank you above all these, though, for the wealth that our state has in its people, the varied cultures, the ethnic groups, the lifestyles. And within all these groups, we thank you for the uniqueness of each individual person. Our prayer is to serve all Alaskans well in completing the trust given us. I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord of life. Amen.
Senator Ferguson, may we stand east, Senator Ferguson? Thank you very much. Secretary certifies correctness of Daily Journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 24th legislative day.
Floor Leader.
I correct that to the 25th legislative day. Journal for the 25th legislative day be approved or certified?
I wrote that.
For the 24th day? For whatever day we did yesterday.
Without objection, the journal is certified.
Could we stand at the ease?
Oh, it'll be at ease.
Mr. President, I apologize.
Error. It's certify, approve the journal for the 25th day, be approved and certified.
I move. Objection. Certified. It is approved. Approved is read. Are there guests for introduction this morning, Senator Victor Fisher?
Mr. President, I would like to introduce an old friend of mine who may look older than he actually is, but today is his birthday. I think everyone here knows him. I'd like us to all greet and say happy birthday to Bob Manners.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. President, it's my pleasure to introduce, especially fitting in light of the calendar today, the president of NEA Alaska from your home district, a resident of Palmer, Gene Krause.
Gives me great pleasure this morning to introduce a longtime friend and distinguished Alaskan Anchorage businessman, Mr. Jack Flynn.
Mr. President, in the gallery behind me is a friend of mine from Fairbanks who is administrative assistant for the Citizens Advisory Commission on the Management of Alaskan Areas. You may remember the bill that established that commission a couple of years ago. Flora Collins. Welcome, Flora.
We're pleased to have you all with us this morning. Are there messages from the governor this morning?
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
Any messages from the House?
Message of February 9, the House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution No. 1, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska, providing that a legislator who is convicted of a felony forfeits legislative office.
Judiciary Committee.
That is the only message from the House.
Are there communications?
There are no communications.
Reports to standing committees.
The Rules Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill No. 73 Finance and recommends that it be calendared on February 10. Signed, Senator Fakes, Chairman, and concurring. This does appear on today's calendar. That is the only standing committee report.
And concurring move?
I seem to have mislaid that.
Stand at ease.
Kelly and Bennett, this bill does appear on today's calendar.
Further reports to standing committees.
There are no other standing committee reports today.
Committees.
We have no special committee reports.
The bills for first reading and reference.
Senate Bill number 118 by Senator Sackett, an act relating to the scholarship loan program.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance.
Senate Bill number 119 by Senator Eliason, an act establishing the Pioneer Park of the City and Borough of Sitka as a Sitka Pioneer State Park and providing for an effective date.
Resources. The author has stated to me that it is a transfer to the state, not a cost to the state of a public facility. I just asked Finance to look at it. They desire the bill to inform the chair. So I'll just assign it to Resources. It's not creation of a new state park. You may proceed.
Senate Bill number 120 by Senator Curtula, by request, an act relating to soil and water conservation and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
Those are the new bills today, Mr. President.
This takes us to the daily calendar. Secretary, read the bill.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 73, Finance, by the Finance Committee, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Education for payments to school districts under the Public School Foundation Program AS 1417 and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill, and a majority of the committee recommends it do pass with the House letter of intent. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring, Senators Sackett, Ferguson, Fisher, Fakes, and Mulcahy. There are no amendments.
Absence of amendments, Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for House Bill 73 advance to third reading and place on final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 73, Finance, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Education for payments to school districts under the Public School Foundation Program AS 1417 and providing for an effective date.
The bill is before you for discussion, debate. What is your pleasure? Senator Gilman? Senator Gilman? Oh, Senator Sackett, excuse me.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for adoption of the letter of intent.
Being no objection, so ordered. Excuse me. Senator Gilman, you have the floor.
Mr. President. Mr. President, as you know, I introduced similar legislation in this body, similar to House Bill 73. And I personally don't get hung up on and have any pride of authorship, particularly in measures that are as important as this. This appropriation has come really just in the nick of time. February 15th was a fisher cut bait day for most of the districts. And even though that it's taken us 25 days to pass this measure, it does demonstrate that regardless of the political differences in this and the other body, we can address the state's problems. And I particularly would like to commend the expedient manner in which the Finance Committee handled a bill once it came from the House. I would urge that this bill pass today.
Ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 73 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Joseph has not voted. Is that a no vote?
The action I vote.
All members voted. If any member wishes to change his or her vote, Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 excused.
The substitute for House Bill 73 is passed. The Senate, Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and the passage of committee substitute for House Bill 73 Finance be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
No objection, so ordered. The effective date clause has been adopted. Takes us to unfinished business. Are there items under unfinished business? Senator Ray?
There seems to be some consternation about the journal, Mr. President, so I would move that the journal for the 24th legislative day be approved as certified.
We will strike previous reference and correct it. Thank you. It's the first time in the years I've been here we had a date problem. I suppose we've had him and never noticed it before. Senator Victor Fisher.
I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 55 be waived by the State Affairs Committee. It's an act relating to collective bargaining and be referred to Judiciary Committee. There were some legal issues that came up that should be decided by that committee rather than State Affairs.
It should have been Labor and Commerce, except for the broad impact on so many areas.
It's state employees.
I will, without objection, we will assign it to Judiciary, but I asked the Labor and Commerce Committee Chairman also then to have just a look at it. I'm not assigning it, but I want to be certain that Labor and Commerce has, as a matter of policy, looked at this bill. You have the floor, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. We obtained unanimous consent that the referral of Senate Bill 41 relating to the transfer of the ownership and management of University of Alaska trust lands be waived the referral to HESS be waived.
Yes.
And there was a companion appropriation measure, Senate Bill 40. I request and ask unanimous consent that the referral to HESS be waived on that measure also.
Objection. I'll assign this companion to Judiciary. Those bills will be out shortly, but there are two items that Judiciary is considering. So the Judiciary has his way. Are there further items under unfinished business or the announcement of committee meetings? Mr. Chairman.
Mr. President, State Affairs meets today at 3 p.m. in the Butrovich Room on two items, Senate Bill 27, toll-free telephone calls to state offices, SJR 4, change of standard time zones in Alaska.
Mr. Hess, Chairman.
I wish to notify of a leadership caucus following adjournment this morning.
Senator Ray.
The Judiciary Committee will meet tomorrow, Friday, and one of the topics will be Senate Bill 95.
Senator Moss.
Mr. President, Transportation Committee will meet at 1:30 today on Senate Bill 7, the LSRT bill, and the Buttrell Room.
Senator Ferguson. Further items on our announcement committee meetings, Mr. Commerce Chairman.
The Labor and Commerce will meet at 1:30 this afternoon on Senate Bill 66 relating to the municipal self-insurance for workers' compensation in the Belts Room.
Senator Pettyjohn.
I'm not sure if this is the appropriate point here, Mr. President, but I would ask to be excused from a call on the 17th of this month for personal business.
Objection. The 18th will be the day that the Senate will take off by consensus for the purposes of going to the coal conference, energy conferences in Anchorage primarily. Are there further meetings, announcements? Are there items under special orders? Senator Ray? 1:30 transportation. Senator Sackett, Mr. Finance Chairman.
Sent for special orders to discuss a newspaper or article that's in the one of the radio stations on me.
There is no objection. You have the floor.
Mr. President, I've learned this morning that from people that I trust that there was another screamer done by Joe LaRocca, who happens to do an article for KINY, one of the local stations, regarding what I consider to be lies that he's said about me, and I want you and I want the public to know just exactly what has occurred or is occurring. This is a continuation of an attack by, I think LaRocca has made a perhaps on every legislator. It's a bitterness that he seems to hold towards state government, and one to myself in particular. In the comments that he made, he indicated that I had traveled, for example, I had traveled on a excursion over to Russia, I believe it was, on Alaska Airlines on one of their inauguration tours some 10 years ago. That is an absolute lie. I have never been to Russia in my life. And these things continue throughout his articles, and I want you and I want the public to know that Joe LaRocca is a liar. He continuously lies. He's got a bitterness that won't stop. I've known him now for about 16 years, and years ago he did reasonable articles, and he did reporting, as a reporter should report the facts. Since then, you've noticed he's attacked. Everything has been negative that Joe LaRocca ever says about anyone.
and he's turned into a sour, bitter old man in the last 16 years. And that's pitiful for him. And it's something I feel sorry for him about. But I want you to know that it's like him writing for the National Enquirer. It's yellow journalism. And I'm not going to take any lies anymore from anybody about myself. And I want you to know that those are lies by La Rocca.
There's no other business to come before the Senate. I move that we adjourn to Friday, 10 a.m., February the 11th.